This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. Congress has given final passage to legislation changing the law that governs the certification of a presidential contest. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The House has passed an overhaul of the Electoral Count Act as part of its massive end-of-the-year spending bill after the Senate approved identical wording Thursday. The 1887 law has been long criticized as confusing and poorly written. The legislation now goes to President Joe Biden for a signature. Biden, in a statement, said the provisions will help ensure that the will of the people will be preserved. The measure is the most significant legislative response Congress has made yet to former President Donald Trump's aggressive efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Norman Hall, Washington.
And the U.S. House of Representatives has given final approval to a $45 billion aid package for Ukraine, as President Vladimir Zelensky warned his citizens that Russia could launch attacks over Christmas and urged them to heed air raid alarms. A Russian strike on Ukraine's recently liberated city of Kherson killed at least five people and wounded another 35 on Saturday, authorities said, in what President Zelensky condemned as a wanton killing for pleasure. Photos on the president's Telegram account showed a built-up city center strewn with burning cars, smashed windows, and what appeared to be corpses on pavements. Meantime, and despite the war, Ukraine is battling internal corruption. Anti-graft agencies have revived a years-old investigation into an official scheme they say led to electricity customers overpaying by more than $1 billion, plus a case that stalled in 2020 into the alleged theft of over $350 million in assets and funds from a state-controlled oil company. This is VOA News. China, grappling with a new wave of COVID-19 infections, took another step toward loosening its pandemic-related restrictions Saturday when Hong Kong's leader announced it would aim to reopen its borders with the mainland by mid-January. A gas tanker, apparently stuck under a bridge, exploded in Johannesburg, South Africa on Saturday, killing eight people, injuring scores more, and damaging nearby buildings, emergency services said. Iran's Supreme Court has accepted the death sentence appeal of one protester but confirmed that of another, the country's judiciary said on Saturday. And in the U.S., a massive winter storm has brought rolling blackouts and massive power outages, but Seattle resident David Sarjotson is worried about his four-legged friend.
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, it's cold, so we've got the fireplace going. The hardest part is the dog, what to do with the dog, you know? So I was clearing the driveway to try and get her out so that she doesn't feel too uncomfortable in there, but we're just going to hold it out until it thaws.
Many residents in the U.S. are celebrating Christmas this weekend. First Lady Jill Biden visited patients at the Children's National Hospital and read a story.
After breakfast, he called to his friend from across the hall, and they went out together in the deep, deep snow. That's the end.
And the U.S. military is set for one of its cherished annual traditions, tracking Santa's Christmas Eve travels. Today is Christmas Eve. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
NORAD will have some 1,500 volunteers fielding calls from kids asking where Santa is and his delivery schedule.
We don't know what Santa's route is. We watch it real time.
Lieutenant General David Nahom is NORAD's top Alaska commander.
He's difficult to track because he's so quick.
But the military has its ways, like tracking the heat signature from Rudolph's nose.
We'll send fighters up there too, just to say hi and wave.
People can follow along on NORADSanta.org and NORAD's social media channels. The tradition goes back 67 years, and Nahom isn't worried about Santa running into trouble this year because of the winter storm.
Up in the North Pole, it's even chillier, so I think Stan will be right at home.
I'm Sagar Magani.
And Pele's daughter posts a photo of the Brazilian football legend from his hospital bed in São Paulo with the caption, "One more night together." He's battling a respiratory infection and colon cancer. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.